Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, if you are looking to buy a home, now might be just the right time as interest rates are low. But before you jump into what for most of us will be the biggest purchase we would ever make, there are certain things you need to know and check off to ensure that you get the best deal. And once you purchase and get that deal for your home, making sure you do what is necessary to keep the home. Tonight, our financial experts will help us navigate the sometimes winding road to home ownership. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. You're looking to buy a home, you own a home, you sell homes. Do you have some tips you could also offer or your experiences to help our listeners tonight? The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight, Marcia Griffin. She's the host of Smart Money Moves on WHUT, the PBS station right here at Howard University, and she's the CEO of Home Free USA. And Chuck Bishop, he's the Senior Vice President at Wells Fargo and also heading up its home, one of its home lending segments. Again, the phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ms. Griffin, you of the new WHUT show Smart Money Moves. Now, we know the show is multifaceted, right? And you deal with a lot of financial issues and will deal with issues in terms of savings, you know, investments, stocks, bonds, all of the things that we should know about building wealth for all of us, and especially communities of color. But tonight, we're going to sort of shrink it down just a little bit and talk about home ownership, because as I said in the lead, it is one of the probably the biggest purchase we will ever make in our lives. How should we go about it if we're looking to buy a home, especially moving into 2022?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and thank you so much. And yes, we have some words of wisdom for home buyers and homeowners. So I'm going to start off in a very basic way for those of you that have been thinking about buying a home. You've gotten disgusted. You may have bid on a house and it didn't go through. Housing supplies are very low, or hopefully you never got denied. But look, there are some things that I would highly suggest that we do. Number one, after this show today, sit down and really just write out five questions that you have about buying a home. And I would say the same thing for homeowners. Five ideas, five thoughts, five concerns, questions that you may have. Sit down and just write those things out, because this will allow you to really clarify some of your thinking. And also, once you begin speaking to a loan officer or a counseling homeownership advisor, a nonprofit homeownership advisor, you can really begin by getting your questions answered first and getting those things cleared up. And I know Chuck is going to talk a lot about this. That's number one. Number two, the second thing that I would suggest, you really need to pull that credit report. You can get an annual credit report. You can go to annualcreditreport.com. You can come to Home Free USA. We'll give you a credit report, but you need to look at your credit report and your credit score, because the reality is stated right there. At least that's the start of reality and buying your home, and really an assessment as to what a lender is going to say, because every lender will look at that credit report and will look at the credit score. And the higher your score is, the better off you're going to be, meaning in the 700s, that would be great. But look, don't worry about it. A lot of folks are in the 500s and 600s. But look, the main thing that I want you to know is with the kind of information that you can get with your own inspiration, you can crawl today and run tomorrow. So this is really where we want you to go. Think about and get, take a look at your credit report, sit down and write out all of your questions, at least five or so questions. Think about where you want to buy. Think about why you want to buy. The why is really important because that will also guide you into understanding if you need something for your kids. Everybody wants a little bit more room. Is it a tax investment or tax write-offs? Whatever it is, sit down and just look, use January for as your time to really purge your thoughts, get clarity, and I guarantee you writing these things down will help you and will definitely advance your process. So those are the first three things that I just want to bring up.
Chuck Bishop, Marcia says you crawl and then you can run. Let's just say some folks are crawling into your office at Wells Fargo. And they're looking to you for some guidance. And she mentioned the realities. So talk to us a little bit about maybe some of the, I don't even know if unrealities is a word. I don't think it is. I should know that. But
some of the things to avoid.
Right, exactly. But we're just going to use it just, you know, just to make a point. But to avoid, yeah. You know, when folks come into your office, that you have to kind of sort of straighten them out. And I mentioned that sort of winding road to sort of get them on track in terms of the realities of, no. This is kind of how it is. Do you see certain things that you have to put folks back on track that might be a little off track when they come see you? And are looking for a loan, looking to purchase a home?
Yeah, so thanks for the question, and thanks for the opportunity to share the conversation with your listeners tonight. Marcia and the work that's done at Home for USA has been a wonderful partner of ours for a really long time, and I appreciate the ability to bring this information forward. So, you know, what we just heard Marcia say was have a plan. You need to understand what's critical in the home buying process and what you need to prepare yourself. The internet is a wonderful tool, but I think we often fool ourselves to think we can get all the information we need. You have to engage a professional at some point in time. It's really pertinent to this transaction to engage either a home buyer counselor or a mortgage professional early. I always tell people, find your money before you found your house. That will eliminate that pitfall of getting that denial or not being prepared. I've seen so many people who run out to a real estate agent, and, you know, they will write a contract, and all of a sudden the deal doesn't work. In today's environment, most real estate agents want their customers to be pre-approved. That's the power of the offer, is being pre-approved. So I would tell you, understanding your credit, having your finances in check, and then really understanding what's important. Coming out of the 2020 year, 2021 year of the pandemic, where we all, you know, went home in 2020, our house became not just a place to sleep. It became our place to worship. It became our gym. It became our office. It became our school. Today, people are looking for many things in their home that we may not have looked for 4 or 5 years ago. And it's important to understand what's critical versus what's nice to have. Being able to be prepared to make the purchase for what's critical is going to be what's powerful in making what I would say is a viable offer for a home. Because the D.C. metropolitan area is one of the top five growing markets in the country. And we've seen times over the summer where homes are on the market for less than 9 days. So if you're not prepared with a strong, qualified offer, you heighten your chances of that decline, which is disruptive to the family. It means you have to find another lease, you have to start all over again. And there are ways to mitigate some of those risks by being more adequately prepared up front.
Tonight we're talking about home ownership, buying a home, how to buy a home once you buy the home, and hopefully you get it, how to make sure you keep it, and we'll get into that. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Marcia Griffin, and it is Marcia, not Marshall, Marcia.
Thank you.
So this is not the Brady Bunch. I apologize. I'm sure I'm not the first, but I'll be the last at least tonight. So,
oh, thank you.
But thank you for your patience, Marcia. You didn't even correct me on the air, so I appreciate that. But Marcia, let's talk about interest rates are low, right? But yet the inventory is also low. So at Montgomery County, we had the county exec on yesterday, and we were talking about also just the value of homes, how they have gone up in Montgomery County, but specifically for white families, it's like double the value of their homes to families of color. It's just half of that. But just in general, so you want to buy a home, you're in the D.C. area. As Mr. Bishop said, it's one of the top five markets, but we see all throughout our area just the number of homes that are available are low. So how do you attack that? Say you get the loan, now you're trying to find a piece of property. Where do you turn? Where should you be looking specifically in our area?
Well, you know, that is an excellent question. Where should you look? The housing supply is low all across the country, especially in smaller areas like D.C. Now, when you go to Baltimore, there are many more opportunities in Baltimore. Obviously, there is a need to revitalize the homes in Baltimore, but a lot of this is being done. So to answer your question, look, it's hard to say. There's a lot of focus being put on developing vacant areas in Prince George's County, D.C., Northern Virginia, all parts of Maryland. The state and local governments are focusing on giving opportunities to more nonprofit developers so they can fix up some of these houses and sell them without going to, you know, a lot of, there's a big issue right now where people are coming into areas, buying up hundreds of properties and renting them. I will say that, look, most of us have to rent before we own, but this is the time to get prepared. And I want to really put a little bit of emphasis on getting prepared, because as Chuck and I work with home buyers and work with lenders and work with regulators, government regulators, we are really focusing attention on how to get approved once when you fill out an application. And so I just say that while the housing supply situation is being rectified, it's certainly being looked at, you may need to go in outlying areas to find something that's reasonable to buy. But in the meantime, as I said earlier, it is critical to take a look at that credit report. And if you don't want to look at it, if you're too stressed to look at it, call Home Free USA and we will go through your credit report with you, tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. And at the end of the day, none of us woke up and had a 700, 800 credit score. We have to work towards that, because for most of us, we don't have parents that can give us a lot of money. In fact, it's just the opposite. Everybody's asking for something.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay. So we really need to really be vigilant right now. We've got to get prepared. We've got to see that credit. And without question, we have to start saving a little bit of money, even when there's no money left. Now, I know that might be a lot to say,
tough,
but at the end
tough.
Of the day, save something.
So, Chuck, we're talking about sort of purchasing a home, sort of in the assumption that you know, maybe you're renting and this is your first home. What about those folks who have a home but are looking to sell it? Different approach? Same approach? Need to have the same knowledge? What's different selling versus buying? And what you should know?
Yeah, so I would tell you from experience, it's doubly stressful because you have the stress of the sale and the stress of the purchase. So you have on one end, you will have the stress of making sure that the person buying your home is qualified. If you need the cash from the sale of your property to transact that second transaction, meaning the buy of your next property, you've got to make sure that goes well. So You want to make sure that buyer is well prepared. That, as a seller, I'm trying to make sure I take the most qualified offer for my property. I want to make sure that the customer that's looking to buy my home is well prepared, has a strong offer. In today's environment, unfortunately, we are still seeing a fair number of cash purchases from investors. So there's a huge competition in the marketplace for access to what I would say is affordable homes.
Mm-hmm.
As a buyer, so when you're looking to buy that next home, you need to think about how you stage that property correctly. There are little things you can do to your home to really enhance its value. Working with a qualified real estate agent that helps you declutter your home, small investments in landscaping, things like that. All these things have tremendous return in their value. But again, when you buy that next one, you have to be adequately prepared. Right. Is your home going to return enough investment for you to get what you want for your down payment? Are you needing to use some of your own cash reserves for your next purchase? Are you having to pay part of your buyer's closing costs, and will that, you know, impede some of your ability to take that cash into your next transaction?
Right.
So you have to work with a qualified professional that can really help you scope out the finances, so you really know what you're going to net out of that sale versus what you may have to take forward into your next home.
All right. Well, Marcia, before we flip over to the other side on the Sirius XM channel 141 side, we had mentioned at the top that you've got a new show on WHUT, Smart Money Moves, Building Wealth for Everyday People. So in our last few moments, tell us about the show. Sort of gave an umbrella version of it, but tell us, you know, what you hope to see with the show and what you hope folks learn when they watch it.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity so much, and thank you. And yes, Smart Money Moves, Building Wealth for Everyday People. This is Everyday People. All of us will launch on January 19th at 7:30 on WHUT. We're going to, the episode, which will begin with money conversations, and we have an array of all sorts of subjects that all of you will be interested in, whether you're buying a home, keeping a home, don't want to do anything, you're interested in cryptocurrency and bitcoins and paying for college and student loans. It's all about getting more money, keeping more money, needing more money. And so the insight from people that are really relatable.
So it's a little bit, just a little bit about everything. And we're going to talk more about the show.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break, though. If you're on the line, stay right there. You can always hear every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com, or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on 96.3 WHUR. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about home ownership, buying a home, selling a home, when you should do it, maybe what type of home you should be buying, where you should be looking, what mistakes you should try to avoid, and what are the things that you should make sure that you have on your checklist. We've got the financial experts in the house with us tonight. Marcia Griffin, she is the host of a brand new show on WHD2, the PBS station owned and operated by Howard University. It is called Smart Money Moves, Building Wealth for Everyday People. And Chuck Bishop, he is a senior vice president with Wells Fargo Bank. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Any questions for our financial mavericks? Now is the time to get your free advice. Marcia, I know you were still sort of going down that road, and I kind of clipped you a little bit. Was there more you wanted to say about your new show?
No, look, I tell you, it's just I really feel that everyday people are WHUR listeners and WHUT viewers, they'll love the show because it's very down to earth. We're speaking about all sorts of money issues that we can all relate to. As I said, where to find it, where to keep it, how to get more. There's a very interesting show that focuses on the money mindset. And what is it, what type of mindset do we have that leans to spending more versus saving more? And much of this really did occur when we were children. So the first show is about money conversations that you had as a kid, that you have with your children, and that you have with your parents now. So that's just one of 12 series. We're very pleased that that Chuck and Wells Fargo is one of the funders of Smart Money Moves. And we just want to get real with people because we all want more and we all deserve more. And we just need a few more answers.
Chuck Bishop, you work your segment, and correct me if I'm wrong, at Wells Fargo, is you deal with lending in communities of color. Is that correct?
Yeah, I lead multicultural lending and lending to low and moderate first-time homebuyers.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about that group, that specific demographic. What's different in your approach, if it is, if there are different challenges, and what you're seeing as you look at communities of color for those who are seeking lending to purchase homes?
Sure. We know today, and many of us have known for a long time, there are some inherent obstacles in the industry, in the home buying process, in real estate, et cetera. People of color have had a disproportionate ownership status. We own less than 50%. As a matter of fact, the home ownership rate for African Americans today is at or less than it was 50 years ago when the Fair Housing Act was passed. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done from a policy perspective within government. There's work that needs to be done in the industry in general to eradicate biases and systemic racism that has caused the process to have become unnecessarily arduous for people of color. We know that there are impediments like down payment assistance, access to credit, education. Today we're talking about things like appraisal bias and lending opportunities for people who have non-traditional credit to be more responsive to the changing demographics that are out there. At Wells, we want to lead this work. We have, made commitments to African American and Hispanic home buying opportunities that date back to 2016, 2017, long before the social unrest in our company, in our country, because we realized that we have to lean in as a corporate citizen to make sure that we create equitable home ownership opportunities. Without equitable real estate opportunities, the opportunity for overall financial health and for legacy wealth is going to be significantly challenged for generations to come. So this work is upon us now, and we need to work really hard to make sure that we eradicate those systemic barriers.
Marcia, we know within around there the last third of the first decade of the 2000s, folks were getting into homes with, reverse mortgages, sort of these delayed mortgages, on the interest payments, and then all of a sudden that bubble hits around 2010, 2011, and many folks lost their homes. I know we said the interest rates are very low right now. How can folks avoid what happened in that first decade of the 2000s? And was that just a matter of a perfect storm? Or was it just sort of a lack of foresight of those homeowners who were able to initially get in but couldn't keep the home? How can you avoid making those same kind of mistakes that many fell victim to?
That is such an important question for all of us. without question, and certainly in minority, people of color, communities of color, the greatest asset that we have is in our home. Now, there were a lot of things going on back during that foreclosure crisis. The vultures were out. People were encouraged to buy what they really couldn't afford. But my God, you had people sitting next to your family, friends, people at church, work. Everybody's talking about buying a home. It doesn't matter if you have the money or not. That does not work. And the reason why this question about home ownership is so important now is that the only way that we will build wealth in this country, it has to start with owning a home. I mean, we've got to create this type of asset and wealth building. And
let me ask you this real quick, Marcia, and sure. I want you to sort of follow up on that. What I have seen, and in speaking with, you know, millennials, those, you know, right up to the age of 40, many of them don't want to buy a car. They don't want to own a car.
Yeah.
They don't want to buy a house. They don't want to be locked into payments. You know, we'll rent and just keep it moving. So they see our generation as, wait a minute, you know, you guys are tied down to jobs, tied down to homes, tied down to cars. We don't want that. So how do you address that counter argument where they say, hey, not owning anything and not being tied to something gives me freedom. I don't like this apartment. I move to the next. I don't like this car. If I lease it, I wait and get another one.
Well, look, you know one thing? A lot of people think that way, but there are a lot of folks, even more, who see the opportunities in getting a home, a place that is yours, a place that you can rent out. You know, look, a lot of people right now, a lot of millennials and Gen Xs, my daughters, they make more money mm-hmm. than their mortgages mm-hmm. on Airbnb.
Right.
So they bought in D.C., they, you know, and these are single women. And so they rent out a room or rent out a basement or rent out something. They're making more money. They're making between $400 and $500 more a month than their mortgages.
So they own the home, but they're renting out parts of it. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. That's right. And, absolutely.
And you support that if you own a home and have the space?
Oh, of course, because look, you become a little entrepreneur, you're a landlord, you know, if you can keep it so that you've got good people coming in and there are ways of doing that, certainly I support it because I've seen that it has worked for years and it's also enabled them and people like them to buy more homes,
right?
To buy property in Baltimore, to buy property, you know, other property that they can rent out. So that's one thing that I want to just say. But there's something that is really, really important about this kind of closing the wealth gap piece for homeowners. And that is that homeowners who are in any kind of distress or concern about their mortgages, I just want people to know that every state in this country, every state, has what's called a homeowner assistance fund. They got that from the federal government. This is money that's going to your state to help homeowners who are having difficulty because either they lost their job, COVID, you know, things happen. I mean, this is the issue that we have right now. My God, COVID is changing everybody's life. But the reality is a lot of times this money just came, well, it came out in 2021. We do not want this money to go back. Every state has money to help homeowners who need help. Maybe they had a problem with their forbearance, which they, you know, they couldn't pay for many months, and now they can't make up the payments, you know, and so they need a little bit of help. I just want people to know that money is out here, and many states are returning the money back to the federal government because they cannot reach the homeowner.
Are the guidelines stringent? I mean, do you have to be like, you know, down on the bottom? Your income has to be very, very low? Because I know folks could be listening saying, hey, you know, things were kind of tight for me for a couple of months, but I think I make too much money. Or, you know, my mortgage might be too high. I wouldn't think that the state could help me. That's probably just for folks who really are at the bottom level in terms of income.
Excellent point, and I cannot answer that question. So I cannot say that one person could get approved or another, mm-hmm. but I can offer. You can call Home Free USA, homefreeusa.org. That's HOMEFREE.ORG. Call Home Free USA. That's the website. The telephone number is 301-891-8400. 301-891-8400. If nothing else, this is totally free. Look, at least you can get an idea of the application process. We have helped many people in other cities. These are middle income people. They're not like down and out, mm-hmm. but there are qualifications, and my homeownership advisors would know who can qualify and who cannot in our area.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight it's a financial conversation, focusing on home ownership, you know, how to buy a home once you get the home, how to make sure you can keep it, pay all your taxes, pay your homeowner's insurance, do all the things you need to do to make sure once you get in the home, you stay in the home. Our guest tonight, Marcia Griffin, she's the host of a brand new show on WHUT, Smart Money Moves, Building Wealth for Everyday People, and Chuck Bishop, Senior Vice President with Wells Fargo. Chuck, let's talk a little bit about interest rates. I talked about them being low. Am I sort of in the right area with 30-year fixed about 3.9%, 15-year fixed about 2.89%? Is that about right?
That's about right. That's about right. You also see 30-year rates, you know, hovering in the mid-threes. Mm-hmm. And it varies. You know, there's a way to buy down rates and other things. But while I think people focus a lot on interest rates, I would say if you're a first-time home buyer, it's right. never a bad time to buy. Mm-hmm. People often say, I don't want to buy because rates are high. You know, I don't want to tell how old I am, but the first house I bought, the rate was 14%.
Oh!
I had good interest rate. I had good credit. My car was at 17, but that's where interest rates were at that time.
Whew,
but that's what their rates were.
Right.
I would tell you that people who are renting today, you're paying a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It's just somebody else.
That's right. That's right.
So,
right.
So if you're going to write that check every month, write it for your own mortgage and have the ability to recover some through whatever tax opportunities are available to you. But more importantly, start to generate wealth. Home ownership has so many social benefits. You know, you have less teen pregnancy. You have less childhood illness. You have more civic involvement. There are so many social benefits that come from home ownership and able to have your own property. And then, you know, we haven't talked a lot about legacy wealth.
Okay, hold that thought, Chuck, because right. I want you to have time to get into that, because you just hit something right on the bullseye, and we do want to talk about that. But I loved your point about if you renting, you are paying a mortgage, someone else's mortgage. I love that. I got to remember that. 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about home ownership, and we've got financial experts in the house, but we've got to take a quick time out. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Alan and Dee, you're on the phone lines, but just hang on. I want Chuck Bishop with Wells Fargo Home Lending to finish his point, and I thought it was an important one that he was starting to make before we went to break. And Chuck, you were talking about home ownership and leaving legacies. Please continue on that.
Sure, absolutely. When we talk about legacy wealth, we're talking about being able to pass down the home from generation to generation. As I said earlier, the home ownership rate, you know, particularly for African Americans, is less than 50%. and we look at non-Hispanic whites, it's above 70. What that means is that real estate becomes equity. That becomes wealth. That translates today to a median net worth in African-American households about $1,500, whereas in white families, that median net worth is above $150,000. So when we talk about having tangible assets, having the ability to have an asset that can help you during times of financial hardship through, you know, cash out refinance or take equity loans, for having a place to know is yours and you don't have to worry about the landlord telling you that you can't do something. Having that generational wealth, having that overall financial health improvement from real estate is the biggest purchase and the fastest accumulator of wealth. And as I said before, it's never bad time to be a first time home buyer. It's tough for people to pull the trigger sometimes when they think about the increasing home price. But I would tell people, consider multiple housing stocks. Look at townhouses and look at condos as a pathway to your first purchase, and then trade up. Real estate has, if you look at the valuations year over year in this marketplace, it's been a really strong investment in the D.C. metropolitan area. So that's a strong opportunity to be able to pass to your kids, to their kids, et cetera. Keep it in your family. Pass it down.
Let's go to the phone lines. Alan is calling from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Alan, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen. Just a quick question about interest rates. I know they're very reasonable. And just a side comment. I was fortunate to assist my daughter to get into a house last year, and it was horrific having as many as 30 offers on properties we looked at, generally townhomes. So the interest is up. I don't know if it's that intense this year, but with interest rates low and expected to go up over the next year, Powell has hinted he's going to raise interest rates, the central bank, 3, maybe 4 times over the next year. How do you see this playing out in terms of purchasing homes, will this lessen the intensity of the number of buyers out there versus the small inventory of homes? And I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. And we're going to let the lady of the group answer that. I think Alan forgot to mention Marcia. Marcia, why don't you take that?
Well, I appreciate that, and I would like for Chuck to also chime in here. I will say that the interest rates will probably remain low because it's just a good way to stabilize the economy, hopefully get people to buying. Now, that's with the interest rates, but the other issue is supply and demand. There is greater demand than there is supply. And as I said earlier, a lot of entities, companies, nonprofits, banks, etc., are looking at this housing supply issue. And what do we need to do with vacant land? What needs to be done with houses that have been sitting around uninhabited for years? So all of that is being worked on now. The point that our guest just made, our listener, is so true. People are being outbidded every day, which is why there is such great value in programs like this, because at the end of the day, people need information. And to sort of tag along with what Chuck said about you're paying your landlord's mortgage, the other side of that too is that in the home buying or homeownership process, what you don't know will hurt you. So we've got to make sure that we're well informed. And kudos to your daughter for buying her home finally. And we want to encourage many more to just get prepared, get on cue, so when the housing supply gets a little bit better, which it will little bit, little by little, they'll be able to jump on in and get approved and be in their home.
Chuck, did you want to follow up on any of Alan's question?
Yeah, I'd say quickly to Alan, The Fed has signaled for a long time that they are going to raise interest rates. And that's not necessarily a horrible thing. There is a delicate balance in our economy between the interest rate and the impact on inflation. So we have to make sure we keep our economy in check. You want to make sure that interest rates are low enough where people will borrow, which stimulates spending. But at the same token, there are people who are investing who have returns based on those interest rates. Even if we see interest rates move three or four times, rates typically move at about a 25 basis point clip each time. Those rates move from worst case scenario, let's say they move four times at 25 basis points. A year from now, if we're at 3.25 today or 3.5, we'd be at 4.25, 4.5. You know, it wasn't that long ago when we had our last housing record, you know, chart years back in 2006, 2007, 2008 or so. Rates were like 5 or 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, we fooled ourselves into thinking that 4% is all of a sudden a really high interest rate. It you know, it's still going to be a $3 trillion industry this year. So there's not a bad time. Rates won't be to a point where it'd be disadvantageous. The bigger
right.
impact may be the appreciation in home price, which may drive up your actual payment more so than interest rate movement will. So, again, continuing to wait and sit on a bubble allows all those other economic factors to potentially move a different way. Housing prices will continue to go up. Rates continue to rise. So if you wait to see what you're going to do 9, 10 months from now, that same property or that same type of house may cost you another $100 a month. So,
oh, wow.
You know, it may be something that gets people off the bubble.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Dee is calling from Laurel, Maryland. We just have a couple minutes left. Dee, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Good evening. Happy Tuesday. Thank you for taking my call. This is a great segment.
Thank you.
So I just had a really quick question about down payment assistance and closing assistance programs. I was approved for a house over the summer. Could get a substantially great home for the amount, but my trouble came in with the down payment part because mm-hmm. I didn't have that whole hoop of money and or the closing part. So are there some programs out here where people may want to buy in great neighborhoods with great public schools and great areas? So that's another, you know, thing that home buyers and, you know, people like myself kind of, you know, fight with too. Like, oh, this is a great, beautiful house.
Mm-hmm.
But then the schools are like, you know, rated 1, 2, or 3.
Right.
So,
good point.
You know, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Dee.
Absolutely.
Marcia, you want to jump in and grab that one?
Her point is exactly right. In terms of down payment and closing cost assistance, there are programs. Most states and local governments have down payment and closing cost programs. You have to qualify. Many of these programs can be mixed and matched with programs that lenders have. So that is out there. You do have to be qualified for those programs. And you can go to HUD.gov. There are many counseling organizations. Home Free USA is one that can help to at least guide you to a down payment and closing cost program that really you have to just see if you can qualify for them. Income is a factor when we talk about those programs. But look, most of us need a little bit of help on the front end with that down payment and our closing costs.
All right. She is Marcia Griffin, host of Smart Money Moves on WHUT and president and CEO of Home Free USA. He is Chuck Bishop, senior vice president for Wells Fargo Home Lending. Marcia, before we go out again, tell us when the show will air, how many shows we can see, and how folks can contact you if they need to.
Oh, wonderful. Well, look, thank you so much. And we certainly want to have all of our listeners interested. Hopefully you'll take a look at Smart Money Moves, which will launch on January 19th. That's next week, next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. on WHUT. And I am just so happy and so honored to be working with WHUT. You guys may not know that WHUT, the sister to WHUR, is the only Black-owned PBS station in the country.
And so just you are a great advertising board, and we are so thankful for you, Marcia Griffin. And best of luck with the show. We will be watching. Chuck Bishop, thank you so much for your expertise as well. Smart Money thank Moves you. On WHUT. Make sure you catch it. That's the Daily Drum on WHUR 96.3 and Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, January 11th. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.